Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Features there we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. Going right back into your phone calls. Larry in Indianapolis listening on WXNT. Hey, Larry. Larry in Indy. He's gone. All right, let's try Tom in New Jersey on the amp line. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys. Enjoying the talk about the IRS and the legal philosophy behind it. You know, it seems like there are two commonly held arguments. One is the social contract. For a contract, you know, in contract law, you've got to have offer, acceptance, and some kind of exchange of consideration. And I think, you know, it's weak on two of those points. Number one, acceptance, as you pointed out, you know, it's hard for us to accept something that we were literally born into.
You know, the government, before you go on, the government, I don't know if this is a federal law or state law, but when I worked in the health club industry, we weren't allowed to sign contracts with people longer than 3 years. We could sell a gym membership for up to 3 years, but after that, I guess the government didn't feel people were able to contract beyond that because their life situations would change, and I sort of understand. But how come we can, you know, the government can hold us to this sort of contract called the Constitution that we never signed, and, you know, it's for our whole lives, whereas I can't sign a health club contract for more than 3 years?
That's absolutely right. The legal term of art is called unconscionability. If I signed a contract with someone saying they had to pay me 10% of their income forever, and not only that, their heirs had to pay me 10% of their incomes and so on and so forth, it would be easily rejected by the courts as an unconscionable contract. And yet the same system that would reject that contract binds us to the IRS alleged social contract.
Right. So it's unconscionable, that's the word then, to suggest that I could somehow bind my kids, if I were to have kids, to some agreement that they weren't even aware of. I mean, that's absurd.
Exactly. I mean, it's quite literally, as you were saying earlier, and it's quite literally a protection scheme in the sense that, I mean, you can imagine being in a neighborhood where a gang came in and said, hey, we're going to provide protection services. In exchange for that, we're going to extract a certain percentage of your incomes. And by the way, just so you know, we're not going to get out of order and, you know, abuse your freedoms aggressively. We'll give you this agreement called a constitution that says, you know, we can't unreasonably come into your homes, or we can't abridge your right to speak out against us. And every 4 years, you can elect one of us to, you know, choose which one of us will lord over you. And one could argue, well, obviously, if you're unsatisfied with that agreement, you can just leave the neighborhood. But no one, if that situation, you know, occurred in Brooklyn, I don't think anybody would argue that people didn't have a right to stay there and fight that system. But when the tax argument is raised, people say, hey, if you don't like it, then leave the country.
Right. That's why I've come up with this sort of this question about the right to revolution. I don't think people even consider it for a second. So I asked them about the inception of the country and, you know, the founding fathers. As to, were they wrong? Should they have hung for their tossing off this legitimate, I guess, government that they had at the time? It's you know, the monarchy of England was as legitimate as the Constitution is today. I guess we don't have as much, and we have more say supposedly. I don't really feel like I've got much say in my government. But
yeah, you have 535 kings now instead of one.
Right. my thoughts, my beliefs are not incorporated in our government. I mean, in the papers that found it, yes, but not in its current iteration. And so, therefore, you've really got the situation of two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner. And I'm the sheep. They want my money all the time to either fight their wars or to solve their social problems or fix whatever it is. I'm tired of being the sheep. I'm not going to shoot anybody, but I wonder about this right to revolution. Can I have a nonviolent, peaceful revolution where I just withdraw?
I'd like to myself. I think that's a wonderful idea. Tom, your thoughts?
Yeah, I'd agree. I mean, that's we should have the right to abstain. I mean, Murray Rothbard called it the right of exit. Any contract has that. This is, you know, a termination clause, and it describes what happens if someone decides to withdraw from the agreement. There's no such right that the government allows us or recognizes anyway. So,
well, there never was an agreement in the first place. I mean, the fact is our names are not on the line on the Constitution. We weren't a part of this. And so, and the government acknowledges it in their Supreme Court cases where they have said over and over again that there's no obligation on the government's part to provide us with any services, any at all. So it's very clear that there's no agreement in place and that all there is going on is just coercion. It's just people threatening others, people calling themselves government, making threats to other people in order to get them to turn over their hard-earned wealth. That's all that's happening.
Absolutely. I mean, there seems to be some kind of philosophical critical mass whereby the forcible extraction of monies from people is acceptable. So, you know, on a one-to-one level, people reject it. On a 10-to-1 level, people reject it. But on a million-to-1 level, people accept it. And I think it's just, you know, brainwashing largely from public education.
So I wanted to correct something that you'd said, is that the government doesn't recognize the right to revolution. Well, in New Hampshire, their state constitution, Article 10, is in fact entitled "The Right to Revolution." So there are governments, you know, they've sort of glossed over this, and certainly New Hampshire's government is just maybe slightly better than other state governments out there. You can make some arguments in some directions and against, but New Hampshire's constitution does codify the right to revolution.
Well, and that's just another reason that anybody listening to this broadcast who really values true human freedom should seriously consider moving to New Hampshire.
Absolutely, Tom. Any other thoughts for us tonight?
That's it. Thanks, guys.
Thanks for the call, dude. Appreciate
Bye-bye.
It. 800-259-9231.
There's a program for moving to New Hampshire. We've the sponsors of the program. It's called the Free State Project.
That's
and
right.
If you do want a little bit more freedom, we have a program where 20,000 liberty-loving individuals are moving to one state to secure the freedoms in that state and to perhaps grow them. And that program is called the Free State Project. All it asks you to do is to sign up on the Internet to, you know, make a promise that if we can get 20,000 people to sign up.
It's more than that now, Mark. There's no more 20,000 requirement necessarily. It's just they're
not
encouraging people to move.
I really can't see that. I guess
the original people that have signed the agreement prior to this new modification that they just made this week, they're still under the original 20,000 agreement. So they are still trying to get 20,000 signers. But the new signing options they have are just basically encouraging people to move now. Look, this is happening now. Don't wait till 20,000. If you can come in 2008, 2010, 2012, any time in between there, there are different options for you to sign up with the Free State Project available now at freestateproject.org.
Well, there you go. There are hundreds of us here now. Please come to New Hampshire. We're trying to secure your liberty. It's
right.
Liberty in our lifetime.
Right. We continue here, and we talk to Kevin in Minnesota. You're on Free Talk Live. Kevin with Ian and Mark.
Hey, Mark and Ian. Great show tonight.
Thank you.
What's on your mind, Kevin?
First thing, Article of Confederacy based on the Iroquois Confederacy, Native Americans. We're talking about taxation. I recommend for everybody that Aaron Russo, Freedom to Fascism.
It's an entertaining film, and Aaron was a talented guy.
And then and then it all brings back to the Constitution and our rights and responsibilities and stuff, but I don't know if anybody's noticed that when they go to any federal building where they have the United States flag with the gold trim around it.
All right, we've heard about this one before, Kevin. What's this all about?
It's the Maritime Admiralty Law, which goes into a whole other set of rules that all the major countries discuss about commerce. And if anybody wants to look into that more deeply, there's a good Google video. It's called The Occult World of Commerce. And I don't know if anybody realizes that when they, this year, for the first year, our family's been asked to be part of the United States Census Bureau. Well, looking up the history of the U.S. Census Bureau, and you know that it's a subdivision of the Department of Commerce.
Okay.
And the Department of Commerce is basically productions and pieces and monetary things. So I think it makes us all look like we're all a bunch of products of this great corporation called the United States.
You know, essentially, we are products of the corporation of the United States. They take our labor, they tax. You know, they say that they own a portion of your labor because they own a portion of the profits, right? So they actually do own a piece of you. From you know, they operate as though they own a piece of you. And the Census Bureau, they shouldn't be asked. They should be enumerating the citizens. That's what it says in the Constitution. Doesn't say citizen, but enumerating the people. And other than that, they shouldn't be asking you any other questions.
And they sure do. They're very intrusive at that. Kevin, thanks for the call tonight. The whole yellow fringe on the flag thing, I don't know about that. We'll come back with more. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Have you made one of those New Year's resolutions to lose weight? Are those extra pounds weighing you down and making you feel fat? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit. But they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days. Without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
The IRS garnished my wages, put a lien on our home, and levied our bank accounts. I had no idea what to do. Then my attorney told me about Assured Tax Relief. Calling them was the best thing I've ever done. They got us a settlement with the IRS that we could manage.
Call Assured Tax Relief now for a free consultation. 1-800-203-7479. Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more? Assured Tax Relief has helped thousands of taxpayers settle their debt with the IRS for just pennies on the dollar. Assured Tax Relief can help you. The IRS is offering you a one-time opportunity to pay your debt for much less than you owe. Call Assured Tax Relief now. 1-800-203-7479.
Assured Tax Relief got the IRS to accept just a fraction of what we owed. Thanks, Assured Tax Relief.
Assured Tax Relief's accountants, attorneys, and tax preparers are waiting to help you settle your debt for just pennies on the dollar. Act now before it's too late. Call Assured Tax Relief now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-203-7479. That's 1-800-203-7479.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN news bulletin. Honeybees are now mysteriously vanishing at an astonishing pace across the entire country. Why is this urgent message about honeybees so desperately important? The answer is easy. You see, honeybees produce a unique compound, fed only to the queen, that makes her live 6 times longer than other bees in the hive. Some researchers now believe the compound may have miraculous effects on humans as well. The compound is called Royal Jelly and is now available in an all-new, ultra-purified form called Jellicene Gold. The product has been designed for purity conscious Americans who are concerned about contaminated royal jelly entering the U.S. from Asia. Solutions from Science is the only company authorized to sell Jellicene Gold in the U.S. They believe it to be the purest, most potent, and safest form of royal jelly in the world. GCN listeners can now purchase this product wholesale on the Solutions website without paying anything today. Visit the Safer Jelly website right now. That's SaferJelly.com. SaferJelly.com. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, disease, and earthquakes in many places." We are living in this time of Earth's history. Many people are trying to understand the climactic world events in light of human wisdom. But without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. 2 Peter says, "We have a more sure word of prophecy, and you do well if you take heed. But first know this, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation." The Bible says, "We'd like you to receive this new offer, Packet B, the Unholy Alliance." These materials document the global leaders, political and religious, behind the scenes. You will receive information regarding America in prophecy, tyrants and wars, the New World Order, and much more. As always, these materials are shipped to you at no charge. Please call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715. And ask for Packet B.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition. You can bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you. That's 800-259-9231. Inviting you to our website at freetalklive.com. We've got all kinds of features there, including updates. You get signed up, and we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about the show. Go to updates.freetalklive.com to get on the list. It's free, of course. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
www.freetalklive.com. And SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful. They record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy. So your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com. That's SACL CAI. As we continue with the calls here, let's go to David in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hey, David.
Howdy.
Hey, what's up?
Yeah, that's
now?
Why they call us human resources, man. They and the way I see it, the Civil War didn't free the slaves, it made us all slaves. And the 10th Amendment really doesn't exist anymore. And the proof is what the feds did in California, dressed up like terrorists and walked into them shops and took money and private property.
You know, David, there's all kinds of interesting theories out
there.
There are all kinds of interesting theories out there about the current status of the U.S. federal government. Some people will, you know, like our last caller was saying, well, then, if you look at the flag, there's a yellow fringe. That means it's maritime law. And then there's other people that have said that back in the 30s, the federal government went bankrupt. And ever since then, it's been operating in, you know, bankruptcy. And it's a corporation. And, you know, it owns us all as assets. I mean, there's all kinds of interesting theories. But
then you say the revolution. You were able to revolution when you could equally arm yourself to the government, and we can't do that no more. You're going to need 8-10 Warthogs, M1s, RPG, armor piercers and stuff, and you can't get that stuff. You know, you got.
Well, no one's
really
talking
rich.
About a violent revolution here.
Right. But I understand the point that you're making, that they've taken away our right to arm ourselves, even though the Second Amendment codifies that. But I would say that, you know, even in the revolutionary times, we, you know, in the third presidency.
Yeah, you got a musket and can, and you were equally armed as the government, you know, and you could
right.
stand
cannons
up.
Cannons were expensive, metal was expensive, and most people didn't have them and, you know, really
that's
couldn't
why,
afford getting
why,
them.
That's why the Marine Corps was started by a whole bunch of rich guys giving the guys in the bars a musket and boots and say, let's go. And, like, the Tenth Amendment, man, it. Like during the Civil War, they killed it with a good purpose to free the slaves, and they're doing the same thing to us with this war on terror. They killed the Constitution with a good thing that they're protecting us from the mean terrorists, you know, and that's why we got the Patriot Act. Same thing happening during the Civil War with the Tenth Amendment. Same thing is happening right now with the war on terror and the Patriot Act.
Very good, David. Any other thoughts tonight?
We're getting good snow up here in Montana, great ski weather. And
It's a good life, man. You might as well enjoy it while you can.
Everybody just keep working hard and keep the American spirit, and America will never go nowhere because America lives in the hearts and souls of free people. Free
I agree with that.
People, and you'll find a lot of free-thinking people on hempusa.org.
Thanks for the call, David. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231.
David Brett mentioned the Tenth Amendment a bunch of times, and most people can't quote this thing. So I thought
they didn't teach me it in school, I can tell you that.
The powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited by it to the states, are reserved to the states respectively or to the people, which means that something that's not in the Constitution, specifically codified in the Constitution, mm-hmm. that if the federal government is doing that, then it's unconstitutional.
Which
and
is
they're doing
99% of what
99% of what they're doing.
Let's continue with your phone calls, and let's talk to Barbara in Florida listening on WFTL. Hello, Barbara.
Hi, how are you?
Great. What's on your mind tonight?
I'm listening to Revolution and things like that, and you guys are kind of reminding me of Cicero when he wrote about the enemy within, which is the most dangerous of them all.
What does that mean?
You can't recognize the enemy within. They look like us. They talk like us. They sit down and eat with us. But a nation can withstand any enemy at the gate. But no nation can withstand the enemy within its own country. And to me, you guys sound like the enemy within this great nation.
Now, who are we enemies of, Barbara?
And have you ever listened to Michael Savage, by the way? He has a book out called The Enemy Within.
I actually have listened to Michael Savage. And his rhetoric, which is language, culture, and borders, to me, is
like that.
What's
but
that?
You were very clever, and you were really appealing to people who don't really see through you.
Okay.
And it is very interesting, but you guys are the enemy within.
Okay, well, back that up.
You're welcome.
I'm the enemy within. Tell me why.
Oh, she hung up.
Okay,
see,
well,
people like Barbara have nothing. They've just got, you know, personal attacks they want to make or some obscure reference like that, and they don't actually have anything of substance to say. But, you know, she brought up Michael Savage.
Yeah.
And
language, culture,
real hard.
Language, culture, and borders is his thing. And, you know, I'd say that this show is, she's right, the absolute opposite of Michael Savage's show. I don't really agree with his language, culture, and borders argument. Let's talk about culture. What is the culture of the United States? I would say that it's the culture that I
appreciate. Impossible to define.
Right. It's absolutely impossible to define. But if somebody living in inner city Detroit might have a completely different culture, or somebody living in Little Italy, or somebody living in Miami, in Little Havana.
Or out in the boonies.
Right. People, they have completely different cultures. There is no culture in the United States. That's just, it's just a straw man that's been set up so that you can look at it. Oh, yes, this is the great culture that's been set up by the United States, we are the greatest country ever. Bom, 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 bom. You know, and the whole play play the national anthem and worship the flag kind of thing. But P.J. O'Rourke did say, and I think that it's absolutely true, if fascism comes to the United States, it's going to be wrapped in the flag and carrying a cross.
I don't think that was P.J. O'Rourke. It was someone else.
Well, I'll look that up, but
that
I think
it was. Oh, gosh. You know, it's escaping me at the moment, but Ron Paulks quoted that, and it was someone else that he quoted it as. Anyway, Google it, and we'll figure that out. We continue in the meantime with Jim in Florida, listening on WFTL. Hello, Jim. Jim?
Yeah, I just want to say y'all have a right to your opinion.
Mm-hmm. Thanks.
But I don't agree with your independent state and attacking the Constitution.
We've attacked the Constitution?
IRS. That's not the answer.
What's the answer? I'm sorry, what's the answer?
The answer is for God-fearing people to turn back to God. When that happens,
how is God going to save me from the IRS stealing my money every year?
He can help. I'll pay my taxes.
Okay.
He's
good for you, sir.
My money. I enjoy roads, and I enjoy schools, and I enjoy hospitals that the government helps with. And
now,
so they're not doing me bad.
That's fine. You don't feel like they're doing you bad. That's great.
$600 or $700 every month.
Now, the Bible asks you to tithe 10% of your wages.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Right.
Now, do you think that it's right that the government asks you to, not asked, demands that you give to them something like 40, 50, 60%?
I have no problem with it whatsoever.
Do you think that the government has set themselves up superior to God? I'm going somewhere with this. Do you think the government...
Do you like highways? Do you like highways?
I think we could pave the ground without, this huge intrusive government.
Jim, I'd like to bring you back. If you'll hang on, Jim, we're going to bring you back. I understand you just want to keep talking. We'll give you plenty of time to do that here in moments. Hopefully Jim will hang patiently because he's fascinating, and I would love to talk with him more. 800-259-9231. I want to talk to you as well about whatever's on your mind. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you ever had a diet fail because you were hungry all the time?
If you have, don't worry. It's not your fault. It's almost impossible to lose weight if you're always hungry. Hi, I'm Scott Johnson.
And I'm Steve Bostick. We're the creators of Right Size Smoothies. The secret is a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine.
It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie, it knocks out your appetite, it helps you burn more calories than you take in safely and without being hungry.
And that's what leads to weight loss. I just talked to someone who ordered Right Size. Her name is Anne, and she's already lost 17 pounds.
Because it's such a great product, we're going to do something crazy here. We're going to let you try Right Size Smoothies free for 2 full weeks.
Just call within the next 15 minutes and our operators are going to tell you how you can try our smoothies free. See how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you'll never pay for them.
Call within the next 15 minutes for your free trial of Right Size Smoothies. 1-800-644-1371. That's 1-800-644-1371. 1-800-644-1371.
Hi, neighbor. This is Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Life is a gamble, but you can stack the deck. If you knew what I know about all the problems food will protect you from, you'd start immediately to put every effort and dollar you can get into the biggest supply of food possible. When the dollar and economy crash, when the imported and genetically poisoned food is all that's left, when the quarantine and bird flu hit, Our only protection and only chance to be fearless is having control of our own supply of food and enough of it. But if you knew what we haven't yet discovered, you wouldn't waste time listening to the rest of this announcement before charging out and getting a serious food supply. Decide, it's food now or probably never. But can you afford to be wrong? Decide now. Place your bet. Can you afford to be wrong? Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
Since the year 2000, earthquakes, heat waves, droughts, tsunamis, floods, fires, and hurricanes have killed over 1 million people worldwide and forced tens of millions to go without food and water. After Katrina, the media was eager to show victims in New Orleans begging for food. If a disaster strikes you and your loved ones and you have no stored food, you'll be begging as well. Now our economy is slipping into an abyss that even Donald Trump says will make the Great Depression look like a Sunday picnic. The U.S. dollar is worth less today than it was even last week. Before food prices skyrocket, trucks stop running and stores close their doors, Survival Enterprises can help you prepare. They're master distributors of Mountain House freeze-dried food with up to a 50-year shelf life. Survival Enterprises has real butter, cheese, and bread, real beef, chicken, and turkey, all canned for long-term storage. For their website and more info, call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. And remember, if you wait until you need us, it's too late. Call now.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's SPYVILLE.com or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. AC in here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features we give away, including live streams, broadband version of the show, and a dial-up version, both for you for free at freetalklive.com.
How would you like to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without permanently changing your diet? Check out this amazing doctor-recommended product. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, find out how to order. That's FTLDiscount.com.
All right. Not surprisingly, Jim dropped off the line.
I really wish he would have stuck around.
Moments. It wasn't like he tried hanging through the break. He dropped off moments after
that. He didn't even know that we had pulled him on hold because, you know, he didn't hear the things that we were saying.
Well, he was just blabbering on. But, you know, we've got more calls on the line. But I want to jump back for a moment and address a couple of the things that both Jim and Barbara said a few moments ago, both of our callers from Miami listening to WFTL. Barbara called us the enemy within. She suggested that we're the, you know, these evil people sort of hiding in the United States, waiting to subvert everything.
Yes, we hate America, kind of. You know, I've been accused of that.
And I'm sorry, Barbara, but it seems to me that the enemy within are the people in the federal government. It seems to me they're the enemy. They're the ones that are using force on others. They're the ones that are initiating force. They're the ones threatening us with jail time for doing things like growing a marijuana plant or not, you know, filling out their forms correctly or whatever the, you know, their asinine laws are, these tomes and tomes of regulations we all have to abide by. This federal government seems to be the enemy within to me.
Right. I'm a libertarian. I believe in everyone's right to conduct their life the way they want. I am not Barbara or is it Jim? Barbara or
Jim
Jim's
Barbara.
Enemy. I believe they should be able to do whatever they want. However, Barbara and Jim if they support, it sounds to me like they support
the status quo.
Yeah. And the status quo, and therefore they want to force me to do something. Who's the enemy? Who's the guy standing on the side of the street minding his own business,
right. And
who's the guy coming up behind him and clubbing him on the head and, you know, forcing him to do things, taking his wallet, that kind of thing?
People that love liberty, people like us, we don't initiate force. We go about our business. We don't harm others. How could we be considered enemies? I'd love for somebody who can explain that to call in at 800-259-9231. Take the position of a Jim or a Barbara, but don't run away. Don't come in and hit your little, you know, snipe us with your little attack. Mm-hmm. Hi, you're the enemy within. Click.
Mm-hmm.
Give us an opportunity to have a discussion. Well, let's explain things a little bit better than just a quick snipe session. How about that? Well, just an invitation, 800-259-9231. If you are in opposition to the things we're saying on this show or you're confused, I'd love to put you to the front of the queue as far as the callers that are waiting on the line right now. Because it's easy for us to talk with people that agree with us. It's easy. It's more fun and more challenging to have a disagreeable conversation, or at least a conversation where we can trade opinions instead of just one side.
Disagreeable. We try not to be mean.
No, I don't think I'm a mean guy. I think we're pretty friendly towards opposing opinions on this show. So, again, I want to hear from you at 800-259-9231. Also, Jim suggested that we were attacking the Constitution.
I would prefer a government, a national government that went back and adhered to the Constitution. The way I read it, it's an easy document to understand. It's not written in legalese,
right?
And
were we attacking the Constitution when we said that 99% of what the federal government does is unconstitutional? Was that attacking the Constitution?
No, we did say that we didn't sign it, and therefore don't. You said you didn't sign it, and don't feel obligated to follow it.
I don't have to follow the Constitution.
I've got to wonder about that.
The Constitution is a set of rules for the government to follow. There's nothing in the Constitution that I have to follow. As long as I go about my life not harming anyone else, I shouldn't have any issues. There's no conflict there. The Constitution is a set of rules written by the Founding Fathers in order to tie the government down with the Constitution's chains. That's the purpose of the Constitution. It's a set of rules on how to operate this government, this federal government. That's all it is. Now, would I like to see a constitutional government? Yes. I would like to see a return to constitutional government. Sure. Would I like to abolish the federal government entirely? Absolutely. I see no reason whatsoever to have a federal government. It seems to me to be the equivalent of, like, the Soviet Union. It's just more central control, more centralization, more bureaucrats that are living hundreds and hundreds of miles away from me, ruling my life, setting rules for businesses that are in my area that they don't necessarily know anything about. I don't really understand why anyone thinks that's a desirable situation. And if you'd like to explain to me why the federal government is such a great thing, why we should keep this union around, why the southern states should have been, you know, forced at the point of a gun to stay within the union, why if Vermont or New Hampshire or California today wants to secede, which I hope that someone does, I hope some state finally gets the cojones to secede finally, if one state wants to secede, why you would oppose that? 1-800-259-9231. And do we like roads, Mark? It was the other question Jim was asking as we went away to break.
Right. As though without the government there would be no roads. I'm willing to grant the government the ability, the power to create roads. I don't want to grant them all the other powers that they have picked up.
Mm-hmm.
I think that roads are, you know, if we had a gas tax that paved roads and the government decided where roads would go and used eminent domain to put those roads in place, I'm fine with that as far as the being the purview of a government governing body. Beyond that, you know, using the military, which is half of the United States government's budget, to, start conflicts all over the world that I have nothing to do with and don't get any say as to whether or not we're involved in, to, take my money and give it to foreign nations in the form of foreign aid, to take my money and give it to people that, are less fortunate or whatever. I think that those are purviews of the government that they've way overstepped their bounds.
Let's continue with the phone calls. Steve is on the line in Florida, listening on WFTL. Hey, Steve.
Yeah, hi. Hi, guys. Actually, I have a second home in New Hampshire.
Oh,
it's
excellent.
It's a great state, but I'm not a free stater.
That's all right.
You can sign up today.
I'm probably just about an hour north of where you guys are.
Super. What's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, well, you know, first of all, I have to clarify, I disagree with you, but I mean, I understand And I'm not going to debate with you on the Constitution because you'll pull out clauses soon, and you could, I'm sure you would disagree with it, that this is all going through the Supreme Court, and you may or may not like the Supreme Court. Certainly there are areas that I don't like. Mm-hmm. I mean, it is what it is. What I really hear from people like you is, and also agree with you absolutely 100% on the Patriot Act and the misuse of military.
All right,
but when it comes to about you saying, well, they're taking money out of your wallet. I mean, you do live, you may not want to, but you do live in the United States, and there are obligations. We're not a society back in the 1790s. We have obligations. We have obligations to our fellow citizens, and we have obligations to some extent to the whole world.
Why do we have those obligations?
What are those obligations?
No. What are they? Why do I have them? How did I get them?
Because you're a citizen of the U.S. You're not an independent entity.
So I'm like a prisoner here in this prison?
Well, no. When you were born and you became an adult or whatever, your parents would say goodbye to you, you have left the country. I mean, no one is forcing you to have left the country. But what I
So hear, I should leave the land of my birth?
Let me get my point out. I know you're more intelligent than I am.
No, I don't. No one suggested that.
But what I hear is that, and I don't believe an enemy within, and certainly you're the opposite of Michael Savage, thank God. So what I hear is you get the benefits of living in the United States, the style of living, and yet you don't want to take any of the obligations of living in the U.S., or you have made it already, therefore you don't care. I mean, there's a certain selfishness that comes across and not that I disagree with everything you say, don't get me wrong, but when it comes to, well, they're taking money out of my wallet, that's a certain degree of selfishness that comes across.
No. What's selfish, Steve, is when someone steals money from you and deems to go about spending it in the way they want to spend it.
In other words, we should have the benefits of whatever society offers and the disadvantages.
Well, wait a minute, Steve. The benefits you're talking about, the air conditioning, the wonderful things, the computers, the electricity, the things that we have in this society came about as a result of people in the marketplace offering products and services on a voluntary basis, had nothing to do with government. And I wish we could continue, but your cell phone's kind of iffy, and so we've got to move on. But thank you for the call. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. The benefits of living in this society. I want to explore that concept a little bit further. And, of course, if you'd love to chime in, we'd love to hear from you at 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you comfortable every night in your bed? Do you look forward to another night of blissful slumber? Since I've been sleeping on my mattress from SavvyRest, I've had some of the best sleep of my life. My shoulders and ribs don't ache in the morning like they did for my old mattress, and my wife loves it too. SavvyRest mattresses are made of natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton, and they feel amazing. You sleep a third of your life, and you feel the results all day. The right mattress makes the difference. Go to SavvyRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SavvyRest.com, for the sleep you've been dreaming of. There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're going to start taking this hemp, I say. Go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made, go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
Let Sears keep you warm this winter with a new Carrier or Kenmore heating system from a name you can trust. With unbeatable pricing, year-round maintenance and repair, plus our satisfaction guarantee, it's time you called Sears at 1-800-241-0746 for a free in-home consultation. Ask about our special financing terms. A new, more efficient system can keep your family comfortable year-round and may help you save money on high energy costs. You can count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you have come to expect for over 100 years. Call now for your free in-home consultation. Offer ends 020208. Subject to applicant creditworthiness. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. Licensing information available upon request. Energy efficiency may vary depending upon your home and climate. Call now for your new heating system from Sears and ask about our special financing terms. Call 1-800-241-0746. That's 1-800-241-0746. Sears, where it begins.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free. The live Saturday edition, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. The feature is for free. Like the show? Want to help support Free Talk Live? Then go shopping at our store. Head over to store.freetalklive.com. Get some great Free Talk Live branded merchandise. Everything from hats to t-shirts to hoodies and more. You'll find it all at store.freetalklive.com. And your mattress was likely manufactured using all kinds of disturbing chemicals. Does that bother you? It bothers some scientists, especially in the case of young children. Savvy Rest mattresses are made of 100% natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton. Try their crib mattresses, too. That's SavvyRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of. That's SavvyRest.com. We just got off the phone a moment ago with Steve in Florida, and he was suggesting that if we enjoy the benefits of society, the society that we live in, that we should be willing to pay out for those benefits.
And that we're selfish if we don't go along with whatever it is that the majority, or in this case our elected representatives, as they call themselves, have decided that we should all do with our money. And I think that there's something really wrong with that concept. If, I can come up with all kinds of scenarios, but if I managed to get 10 of my friends together in a room and we decided to vote, and one of the friends happens to be very wealthy and we decided to vote, should we take all the money out of Wayne's wallet, and if he doesn't want to give it up, shoot him? We came up with it democratically. What if we came up with a concept that we'll take the money and we're going to do something philanthropic, something really great with it?
Yeah.
We're going to feed poor people. We're going to make sure that starving children get food. We're going to do whatever. Is it okay to rob Wayne at gunpoint because we all voted on it? I don't think
I say
it is.
No.
Absolutely. I think we're being selfish and we're assuaging our guilt at being wealthier than the poor starving children by robbing Wayne and taking his money, when what we should be doing is digging into our own wallets to feed the children. And I, you call me selfish? Man, I donate a lot of money to different causes. I am absolutely not selfish.
Well, now one could make the argument that every thing that you do in life is based on selfishness, and that you're giving money in order to feel good, and therefore it's a selfish action.
I would agree with that.
But that's another story. But the claim is, though, that there are these benefits that we're supposedly enjoying, and I'd just like to know, what benefits is it that the federal government provides that I would want? Like, what is it the benefits that are on the table that I'm supposed to be reciprocal here with?
I'll take his side up in this.
Yeah.
How about the social safety net that is in place?
No thanks.
Not interested. Well, I'd like to keep my money and invest it in the way I feel I should invest it.
But the social safety net is to catch not only people that are poor, but people, really, a lot of people that are poor make bad decisions. And you're making a bad decision by getting rid of the social safety net.
Thanks for your opinion.
You can't get rid of it because it's a bad decision, and I know better than you.
If other people want to contribute to this little safety net fund, that's their business. But me, I'm not interested in that benefit. So, having rejected that benefit, what other benefits is it that the federal government provides that
you've rejected the benefit, but what, he essentially is saying, the caller, and I can't remember his name, what was his name?
Steve,
was saying, I don't want to put words in his mouth. What some people that would say that believe in democracy and that kind of thing is that you're too stupid to know what to do with your life. And
that we would have said that.
Right, this is the way I'm translating.
Yeah.
But I mean, I've definitely heard people say this, things like this, that you're too stupid to know what to do with your life, and we, the Democratic majority, do know better than you, so we're going to set up a system that's going to protect you. Call that system Social Security, call it welfare, call it WIC, call it whatever you want. It's a system to protect the stupid as well as the unfortunate.
And apparently we're all somehow magically opted into it by our mothers giving birth to us. That's apparently the time at which we become obligated to pay for all these supposed benefits, is when the baby comes out and starts crying. When is the moment? Is it when they snip the umbilical cord? Well, is that when the obligation begins?
I don't know. I'm not going to make the arguments that you make. The argument you're making is an argument for no government, whatever. I believe I'm fine with some level of government.
I'm not making any no government arguments right now. I'm just trying to understand where this obligation comes
in. If you're not obligated to follow a government, then no government is legitimate.
Well, no government is legitimate.
That's what you believe.
How could it be?
Not necessarily.
It can't
rivalry.
Be legitimate. It's just men and women ruling over others by threat of force. Let's go to the phones and talk to Stephen in Indianapolis, listening on WXNT. Stephen, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes. Hi. How are you guys this evening?
Great. What's on your mind?
Well, I just want to let you know I'm actually a Democrat, but I agree with everything both of you are saying. So
wow.
Something must be seriously wrong here.
You're not a Democrat, then.
No, I think something's seriously right.
I am just very impressed with what I'm hearing, and you're the first two on the radio that just make complete sense to me. The gentleman that called earlier, a number of years ago, I got audited by the IRS. I'm a business owner.
Sorry,
and I had
that.
To write a big check to those crooks. And the IRS agent sat there and he said, well, it may hurt you, sir, but, it pays for all the roads and all the military and everything. And I thought, well, wait a minute. Now, why do I have to do that?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't agree with the military and what they do, so I'd rather not pay for them.
And most of the roads are paid for with other sorts of taxes. They're not paid for with federal income taxes.
Gas tax is the number one. Gasoline tax is the number one source of funding for roads, so he's just full of it.
Right. But the income tax we pay is just, it's dreadful and it's terrible, and it hurts businesses. It's not. It's a negative. It's a negative influence and an anti-incentive for everything that you live for, I think.
Absolutely, because the more money that you make, the more they take from you. So there's a certain point at which you just say, well, why should I bother trying to even make more? They're just going to take it from me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I couldn't agree with you more. But like I said, I am a Democrat, a conservative Democrat, but perhaps I'm a libertarian and I just don't know it.
You are.
I think most people in America are libertarians and they don't know it. It's just most people in America live like libertarians. We don't go and stick guns in our neighbors' faces and demand money from them. We don't go and hold up businesses and steal products from them. We don't go and take a percentage of our neighbor's income at gunpoint. We don't behave in that fashion. We behave on a voluntary basis. All the things that we acquire in life, we have acquired voluntarily, and voluntary interaction is the only humane method of interaction. Using force on others is inhumane and barbaric, and that's what governments do.
But why does the one gentleman, he has some sort of an innate thought that we owe the government money just for being born, and I agree with you. I think that we owe them nothing.
It's like the caller that I think it was Tom in New Jersey who called in earlier tonight. I don't know if you heard his call, but he pointed out that these obligations, it's all just fantasy. It's really just fantasy. How is it that when you have a contract, there are certain elements you have to have? You have to offer the contract to someone. You have to accept that contract. You have to negotiate it. I mean, presuming it's not what you wanted it to be, you might be able to change some of the terms. And then you come to the point of where you actually sign that contract and enter into it. None of that happened when it came to government and its so-called obligations. And then once again, what about the fact, and this is a fact, act, and all these big government people can, you know, moan and bitch about it all they want to, but the Supreme Court has ruled time and time again that the federal government, in fact, no government, have any obligation whatsoever to provide you with even the most elementary of services. They have no obligation. You can pick up the phone tonight and call the police because your wife is being raped, and if the police don't show up, you can't sue them. There's no obligation for them to show up and do anything for you.
That's absolutely correct, yes.
If there's no obligation on their part to protect us, then how is it we could possibly have an obligation to pay them?
I couldn't agree with you more. I think you guys are wonderful. I appreciate the show so much, and it's nice to hear intelligent feedback from the radio.
Well, Stephen, hey, one quick suggestion for you, and thank you for the input tonight. But one quick suggestion, if you're listening to this show on a radio station like your station there in Indianapolis, WXNT, that's only picking the show up on Saturday nights, you need to know we do this show 6 nights a week. And we'd love to be on your station, all 6. Of course, we're going up against the king of the nighttime world, Michael Savage. He's like the anti-Free Talk Live. Mm-hmm. He's, you know, just this hate monger spewing. Mm-hmm. You still there? Go ahead.
I don't like that guy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, I don't know anybody that likes that guy, but one of our callers earlier
Barbara
apparently did. And so we would love to replace him. It's not an easy challenge, but the more people like you, Stephen, picking up your phones during the week, calling your local radio station and saying, talking to the program director, tell him, thanks for airing Free Talk Live on the weekends. Really enjoy the show. Would love to hear it during the week. And then the more times they hear that, the more they're going to take that seriously and really look at expanding the show.
I'm going to call them the first thing Monday morning, and I really appreciate it. I think you guys are wonderful, and I'm going to listen every night now.
Thanks, Steve, and get interactive with us online at freetalklive.com. Thanks for
Thank
the
you.
Call tonight.
Now, I wanted to we sort of he said he was a Democrat, and I said he was a Libertarian, and I wanted to make a distinction. There's the Libertarian Party, and then there's the belief in libertarianism. A libertarian can be either one of those things. It's the difference between a big L and a little L libertarian. I would call myself a little L libertarian. I am real, you know, I like the Libertarian Party, but I'm not exactly a staunch party supporter.
Now, at one time I was a supporter of the Libertarian Party, and now it's, you know, it's another political party. For whatever that's worth, I am a libertarian, but I prefer the term free marketeer myself because I've got no use for any government whatsoever. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Hour number 3 is on the way. Bring up whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Can you hear that? It's the Federal Reserve stealing your savings. It's time for you to inflation-proof your money. Get America's second most popular currency, the Liberty Dollar, 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's been America's inflation-proof currency since 1998. Use the Liberty Dollar to make money, do good, and have fun. Get it at a discount and use it at a profit. Stop being ripped off. Start using the Liberty Dollar and return America to value, $1 at a time. Call 888-LIB-DOLLAR or visit libertydollar.org.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.